Greetings, family, and welcome to today's Bible College curriculum. Today, we are on April 21st. Amen. Thank you so much for coming on here. I love you. God bless you. No one's told you they love you. I do. I hug you. Electronic hug and high five. And let's get into our study today. Let us acknowledge the Lord God, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is our Lord. The revelation I got this week, that in my prayers, instead of saying Jesus, I need to say the Lord Jesus Christ, his title in full, especially when I'm talking to the enemy. I said, the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, poverty. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, sickness and disease. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, disease. Hallelujah. Everything the Lord represents, we put it up against the disease and we get out of the way. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, loneliness. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, death and the grave. We shall not die, but live and proclaim the wonders and the goodness of the Lord. Amen. And all of God's people say amen and amen. Go ahead and please get your elements ready. We're going to take communion after we pray the Our Father, and then we'll get into our teaching today, which is going to wrap around Psalms 32 and 34, and our beginning scripture is, the Lord frustrates the plans of the nations and thwarts all their schemes. Amen. The Lord frustrates the plans of the nations and thwarts all their schemes. But the Lord's plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. As Psalms 33, verses 10 and 11. Hallelujah. So that's where we're at. We are in the Lord's plans, and his plan is for us to get the fulfillment of his words in Jesus Christ, our teacher. That's right. He's teaching us how to obtain all the promises of God in the Old Testament, complete in him. And so we can go right up to the front of the line, because we thank God for our problems. We thank the Lord that we were lost. We thank the Lord that we were in need. We thank the Lord that we had no compensation whatsoever. We didn't have a leg to stand on. We were bitten by the snake sin, and we were sick. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. He paid it all. We didn't do anything. We just surrendered and say, yes, Lord, have your way. I give you my life completely. I'm not putting any spin on any of my thank yous. You always hear a lot of people, well, you know, they put a spin on their thank you. That's not a surrender, folks. You're still in control and you're still playing God. Let me ask you a question. If you're an expert at something, do you like anybody to tell you what to do? Especially when they don't know anything? How about our Father in heaven, the Lord, the creator of the heavens and the earth, that thinks his thoughts a million, 2 million, 200 million times towards us. He's got thoughts coming our way. I think we should surrender, because we made a good mess of our past tapestry in our lives, trying to make our own mosaic life and made a mess of it. I know I did. You know, so he can restore, renew, make right. He can work through osmosis, through all the cells, and make things proper on his ways and his soul. I give him all the materials, and I just stand back and eat the cookies and drink the coffee. Ha ha. Amen. Okay, let's go ahead and get into our prayer today, please. Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Thank you, people. Thank you, family of God. I'm raising the bread. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. I'm raising the bread into the heavens. And I said, thank you, Father, for sending the bread of life, the manna from heaven. Thank you, Jesus Christ, that your body is in this bread. And it was broken for us. Broken for us because it needed to pay the price, the Father's will, that it pay the price for our wrong, for our sins, Lord. And we were convicted in our hearts, Lord God. We couldn't fix ourselves. No matter how much we tried, we had to surrender to the cross, Lord. And we thank you for that. And Jesus Christ, you took our lives and took them in there with you to the cross. You died on the cross. You broke your body. Your body was mutilated and whipped and stoned. Lord, they killed you. They murdered you. And you went into the tomb, Lord, and you died. You died for us. And you made the fulfillment of the law. Cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for being a just God, a just Lord. We couldn't save ourselves, and you did it for us. Thank you, Father God, for your justice system. So, Lord, we declare it so, Lord. We just take in the bread, which signifies the Lamb of God, which takes the sins of the world. Let's go ahead and partake of the bread. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you for going into the tomb and dying for us for 3 days, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that you took the keys of the kingdom. You took the keys back from Satan that has taken from Adam, and you gave it to us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. And now we are warriors in Christ Jesus. We have the keys of the kingdom. Thank you, Lord, that you were raised from the dead, and so were we. You delivered us from all the sin, sickness, disease, poverty, lack, misery, and bad company, and bad attitudes, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for the keys of the kingdom. We can go out there and proclaim your words, Lord, and do your works in the name, in your name, Lord. We do that. And then Jesus took the cup and says, this is my blood, which ratifies, solidifies, seals the new covenant. Hallelujah. He made it for us. Hallelujah. By his blood, it is sealed. Our salvation is secure. Our redemption is good. We're no longer under the curse, but we are under the blessing, under the kingdom of God. We have sought the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And the Lord Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Praise Jesus. And all these blessings come upon us. What blessings? We have the mind of Christ. We have the righteousness of Christ. We have the sanctification of Jesus Christ. We have the redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are the wisdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that is just a start. Amen. We have the grace of God. We have the mercies of God. Hallelujah. We have the supply of Almighty God through our Lord Jesus Christ that supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's partake of the blood. Let's drink. Taste and see that the Lord is good. We're going to be reading that today. So let's get to our teaching, please, for today. Psalms 32:7 says, actually 32:8, the Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway of your life. I will advise you and watch over you. And we say, Lord, for verse 7, for you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. Amen. The Lord says to us, here, sing this song in faith while I go out there and fight your battles. Amen. Now remember, keep singing. Can't you sing with me 1 hour? Can't you watch with me 1 hour while I go out there and do your fighting for you? It says right here that the Lord, hallelujah, he says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for us. And that just, it burns in our hearts, the words of God. Because we know it's right. The best pathways, we try to do that. And now we brought our broken toy to the Father. Dad, can you please fix this life? I made a mess of it. Amen. God of our trouble, God of our heart. God of your trouble, God of your heart. Gloria, Dick Copeland and Kenneth Copeland articles. In this day and time, trouble seems to surround us on every side. If it's not a falling economy, it's a falling business. A failing marriage, failing business, failing economy, a failing health. Yet in the midst of seemingly overwhelming problems, God has promised to deliver us. Remember the word, seemingly. We're still standing on grace. Let me give you a word of advice, though. If you want God to be God of your trouble, then you must let him be God of your heart. God honors those who honor him. So if you're facing some problems today, don't just start kicking and screaming and begging him to save you from them. Honor him by going to his word and doing what he says you should do. In Psalms 32:4, it says, and day and night, your hand of discipline was heavy on me. My strength evaporated like water in the summer heat. And then 5, finally, I consented all my sins to you and stopped trying to hide my guilt or run my life my own way. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord, and you forgave me of all my guilt is gone. And it's usually lack of letting go and the sin of control, the sin of selfishness and greed and pride and ego. Therefore, let all who have surrendered, verse 6, pray to while there is still time that they may not drown in the floodwaters of judgment. Amen. All right? So that's a good place to start. For example, that we should seek God. As we seek him, he will deliver us from the things that threaten us. Secondly, he instructs us to cry out to the Lord that he will save us all of all our troubles. Amen. Hallelujah. Next, it tells us to fear the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we automatically fear him. Our soul knows who he is. You ever notice that? When you hit your thumb with a nail? Thumb with a hammer, Fernando. Not a nail. All right, let's get back to the teaching here. Thank you, God. And it says right here, again, you know, the Lord, fearing the Lord should be automatic when our souls are thanking God for their problems. That's when we know where to go for the source. When we really get confused is when we try to fix it ourselves and our souls are confused. They're asking our flesh to fix problems that our soul knows that is not right, is not setting right with us. So that's where you get the word wicked, you know, double standards. Amen. Now, the Bible tells us what we really need to know, especially the Psalms. We must keep from speaking evil and deceit. We must depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. We need to watch our flesh stop and control ourselves from speaking nonsense. Remember, if you want God to be God of your trouble, to fight your battle for you, let him be God of your heart, of your main frame, of your computer. When you do that, all of heaven will get involved in your deliverance, everyone will rejoice. The angels are with you doing his word. You will triumph. The triumph is guaranteed. All right, let's read portions of Psalms 32 and 34. It says right here, Psalm 32. Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sins is put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those who record the Lord, whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. When I refused to confess my sin, my body wasted away, and I groaned all day long. Day and night, Lord, your hand of discipline was heavy on me. My strength evaporated like water in the summer heat. Finally, I confessed all my sins to you and stopped trying to hide my guilt. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord, and you forgave me. All my guilt is gone. Therefore, let all the godly pray to you while there is still time, that they may not be drowned in the flood waters of judgment. For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Do not be like a senseless horse or mule that needs a bit and bridle to keep it under control. Many sorrows come to the wicked, but unfailing love surrounds those who trust in the Lord. So rejoice in the Lord and be glad, all you who obey him. Shout for joy, all you whose hearts are pure. Now remember, the Lord has a horse or a mule, and he needs to put a bit and a bridle to keep it under control. So what does the Father have to do to us? Well, you see it over here. You say, day and night, the Father's hand of discipline was heavy on me. My strength evaporated. My confidence was gone. Everywhere I turned was a disaster. I had nowhere to go. I had to get into the Word of God and cry out to God. Finally, I confessed all my sins to you, and I stopped trying to run my own life my way by selfishness, greed, pride, ego. I did not put a spin on it when I gave you my life, Lord. I just said, take my life and my will just as it is, Lord God. I did not ask you for the job back, for the wife back, for my help. I just, whatever you want, Lord, I just surrender to you. I say, uncle. Remember when we used to get you in a headlock when we were kids and we let you go until you said, uncle? Well, guess what? Psalm 33 says, let the godly sing for joy to the Lord. It is fitting for the pure to praise him. Praise the Lord with melodies and the lyre. Make music for him, the ten-stringed harp. Sing a new song of praise to him. Play skillfully on the harp and sing with joy, for the word of the Lord holds true, and we can trust everything he does. Okay, see, here's the part that we don't comply. For the word of the Lord holds true. We're still holding on to unbelief. We can't seem to believe in God, or yet even trust him in everything he does. Trust him. Let go. Trust him. Practice acting like you trust the Lord by praising him and thanking. Let us go ahead just today and see what happens. Our actions, our minds don't know the difference. Our actions will let go of faith in that direction. And who knows if that faith does not activate one of God's promises. And it'll be one of the greatest days of your life because you acted on faith by praising the Lord for everything he says. The word holds true. We need to believe that. We need to act like we believe that if we don't. You know, we human beings, I remember when I came in, I had a large percentage of unbelief. And then I said, well, I really don't know what I'm doing, but these people seem to know what they're doing. So my unbelief started to dwindle and dwindle and dwindle. And I remember a year later, I still had some unbelief, and it was in the floor. And then it continues to be a problem. Unbelief continues to be a problem to all of us, all of humanity. That's why I have to have signs all over the place. Believe, believe. We have about 12 signs of the word believe over the house, right on the kitchen window, right on the counter, you know. To me, the word believe in Spanish, it means to create, to be creative. Amen. It's a productivity word, right? A word that I am made in the image of God. And I, with my words, I proclaim the recreation of the Lord and His plans, His ways. Amen. By saying good things, by saying, yes, yes, yes. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Today is going to be the best day of my life because Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, is the Lord of my life. Amen. He plans my well, my day good. I throw that early in the morning and then I go out there and I have fun whistling Dixie and then enjoying the day that I'm fired up because the Word of God fired me up. I'm acting like I'm rich. I'm acting like I'm strong. I'm acting like my hurts and my pains have healed and it's callous now. Not callous in a way that's insensitive, is that I can remember, but it doesn't cripple me now, the hurts and so forth. I thank God for them. All right, let's move on. Hallelujah. Remember, for the word of the Lord holds true and we can trust everything he does. Psalm 33, verse 4. He loves whatever is just and good. The unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth. And how do we get the unfailing love of the Lord? By being just and good, by saying, Uncle, and praising him, we qualify. The Lord merely spoke, and the heavens were created. He breathed the word, and all the stars were born. He assigned the sea its boundaries and locked the oceans in vast reservoirs. Let the whole world fear the Lord, and let everyone stand in awe of him. For when he spoke, the world began. It appeared at his command. The Lord frustrates the plans of the nations and thwarts all their schemes. But the Lord's plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. What joy for the nation, the people whose God is the Lord, whose people he has chosen as his inheritance. In other words, he's chosen us to give us his goodness. You've been chosen as an inheritance, folks. All the silver, all the gold, all the strength, all the wisdom, all the sanctification, all the blessings. You have been chosen as ambassador of God, fully equipped, confident, go forward in Jesus' name. We stand in a different footing, folks. We are the eagles of God. We are the warriors of God. We're the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. We take our position seriously. Amen. We activate the warrior spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ himself into our situations. The Lord looks down from the heaven to see the whole human race. From his throne, he observes all who live on the earth. He made their hearts, so he understands everything they do. The best equipped army cannot save a king, nor his great strength enough to save a warrior. Don't count on your war horse to give you victory. For all its strength, it cannot save you. But the Lord watches over those who fear him, those who rely on his unfailing love. He rescues them from death and keeps them alive in times of famine. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord. For our hope is in you alone. For our hope is in you alone. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 7, is where we experience his deliverance with God's power. It should be natural for us to praise him automatically with the good news and share why we're so joyful with others. You know, for our higher power has accomplished this, our higher power has accomplished that. Our higher power has given us confidence and boasting. We boast about our God, that all the help he has given us. That kind of boasting is good. That kind of godly boasting will only encourage others and help them get in the procession line, the process. It will also strengthen our faith in God. Amen. You know, remember, we have gone through frustrating life circumstances. In our own judgment, we may find it hard to comprehend and commit ourselves to thanking God for the past and leaving it alone on His hands. You know that He has a new plan for our lives, and He's using the past as fuel. He's putting it in His incinerator and burning it up as energy, because it's negative energy in our heads. So when we thank Him for that energy, then we're able to burn all the scrap, all the junk, all the disheartened situations that we gotten ourselves into, or others by their neglect had gotten into us. Our parents didn't have instructions. People did not have instructions. We know better today. We have been listening to the new instructions. Okay? And then if you know what I mean, you want to go out there and experience more without these instructions, but without thanking God for our problems, then we're playing God. I played God many a times, and I got myself into dead ends again. I had to come back to start one. On my knees, praising God for my life just the way it is, with all my nonsense problems and derelictions and everything. Hallelujah. We need to have victory, Lord. He has the power and the wisdom, and we have the victory over our struggles in life, over the struggles over temptation and sin, so we can demonstrate to people that we are warriors of God, and that there is possibility to win this game with this world. A lot of people surrender and say, oh, what's the use? Let's go ahead and drink anyway. What's the use? Let's go ahead and sin anyway. What's the use? We tried faith and faith didn't. Amen. But that you try thanking God for it and cutting off the cords of, even if you're sinning at the moment, start thanking God for your sin. He's strong enough to cut the cords. Why would you do that? For one, when you're not thanking Him, we're getting evil hate in us, because we're hating ourselves, we're hating the sin, we're hating everything around us. But when we thank God and appreciate the sin, God can use it to put it in the incinerator. I know a lot of you people say, well, it's only going to give you a license to sin more, Fernando. Really? Well, God says it in His Word, so you're going against God. You're making a new, you're thinking more, and then you're still in those problems. Well, how's it working for you? How's it work in the past? Can you show me something? You wouldn't be listening to this if you didn't try to find a new way to live. Hallelujah. You know, if our attitudes are concrete steel, thanking God for our problems breaks that up and allows us to be humble. Only in humble people can the new seeds be planted and grow. And blah, 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 blah. Sorry, I'll get off my soapbox here and I'll start going back to the reading. Psalm 34. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak His praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell you of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt His name together. I prayed to the Lord, and He answered me, and He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to Him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation, I prayed, and the Lord listened, and He saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear Him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His godly people. For those who fear Him will have all they need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you to fear the Lord. Amen. You heard right. Fear the Lord. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and you're live from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. Note, I am asking you to be good. I am asking you to choose to be good. Can you do that? Say, I choose to be good. Make a point of it to be good. Amen. It's a choice, folks. Now the eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. For the Lord protects the bones of the righteous. None of them is broken. How do I call on the Lord when I have troubles? I thank him. Lord, Father, I thank you for these troubles that are before me. Hallelujah. Then the Lord comes to rescue me each time. You know what reminds me to call on the Lord? My troubles, my thoughts. My thoughts that I'm not going to be able to make it. Thank you, thoughts. He just reminded me to call on the Lord by thanking God for the problem. I call on the Lord automatically. I am without excuse, folks. But calamity will surely destroy the wicked, verse 21. And those who hate the righteous will be punished. A lot of people don't want to do the work. You don't want to thank God. You don't want to remember. You don't want to put a rubber band on your wrist. And remember to thank God, the rubber bands to remind you to be thanking God for and cleaning your hard drive by thanking God for the problems, for the glitches in the past lives. But the Lord will redeem those who do, those who serve him, those who work on themselves. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for coming down here today's teaching. It's been great for me and I know for you too. Let's go ahead and finish our prayer by praying for our family members, friends, anyone we can think of that comes to our head that the Holy Spirit brings into our mind. They need prayer and we're going to do that corporately. Hallelujah. We're going to get the devils running from our friends and family members, even our enemies, that they will not have their way with them, that our family members, our enemies and friends will receive peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, that they will receive prosperity and health and happiness in today's life. Because we ask that for them in Jesus' name. Here we go. Repeat after me. Say, the Lord is the shepherd of my family. They have all they need. He lets them rest in green meadows. He leads them beside peaceful streams. He renews their strength. He guides them along the right path, bringing honor to his name. Even though they walk through the darkest valley, they will not be afraid. For you are close beside them. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort them. You prepare a feast for them in the presence of their enemies. You honor them by anointing them with oil. Their cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue them all the days of their lives. And they will live in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen and amen. I want you to think of someone, a child, a parent, someone that you have honey love for, that just moves you with love. Think about that God love. That initiation that God did that, you know. That's the kind of love our parents and our brothers and sisters that are older have for us. And then we have for our younger siblings. or compassion for others. Just think about that, that somehow, some way, God has opened the heavens and put a little of himself in that person for our cup to run over with love and appreciation. Thank you, God, for that love. Thank you, God, for that love. We appreciate all our grandchildren, our children, parents, brothers, sisters, cousins, aunts, even our enemies. Appreciate for the teaching our enemies have brought us. The greatest thing one of my greatest enemies has ever brought me is saying, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord, meaning he is Lord, he is boss, he is owner of me and all this world. Everything that pertains to this is covered. Instead of me just saying Jesus Christ, I say now, Jesus is Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ will take care of it. Amen. More authority, more and a declaration of righteousness that the Lord Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Amen. Love you. Give them heaven, family. Greetings, family. Welcome to today's Bible College curriculum. Today, we are on April 21st. Amen. Thank you so much for coming on here. I love you. God bless you. No one's told you they love you. I do. I hug you. Electronic hug and high five. And let's get into our study today. Let us acknowledge the Lord God, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is our Lord. The revelation I got this week that in my prayers, instead of saying Jesus, I need to say the Lord Jesus Christ, his title in full, especially when I'm talking to the enemy. I said, the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, poverty. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, sickness and disease. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, disease. Hallelujah. Everything the Lord represents, we put it up against the disease and we get out of the way. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, loneliness. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, death and the grave. We shall not die, but live and proclaim the wonders and the goodness of the Lord. Amen. And all of God's people say amen and amen. Go ahead and please get your elements ready. We're going to take communion after we pray the Our Father. And then we'll get into our teaching today. What's going to wrap around Psalms 32 and 34. And our beginning scripture is, the Lord frustrates the plans of the nations and thwarts all their schemes. Amen. The Lord frustrates the plans of the nations and thwarts all their schemes. But the Lord's plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. That's Psalms 33, verses 10 and 11. Hallelujah. So that's where we're at. We are in the Lord's plans. And his plan is for us to get the fulfillment of his words in Jesus Christ, our teacher. That's right. He's teaching us how to obtain all the promises of God in the Old Testament, complete in him. And so we can go right up to the front of the line because we thank God for our problems. We thank the Lord that we were lost. We thank the Lord that we were in need. We thank the Lord that we had no compensation whatsoever. We didn't have a leg to stand on. We were bitten by the snake sin and we were sick. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. He paid it all. We didn't do anything. We just surrendered and say, yes, Lord, have your way. I give you my life completely. I'm not putting any spin on any of my thank yous. You always hear a lot of people, well, You know, they put a spin on their thank you. That's not a surrender, folks. You're still in control and you're still playing God. Let me ask you a question. If you're an expert at something, do you like anybody to tell you what to do? Especially when they don't know anything? How about our Father in heaven, the Lord, the creator of the heavens and the earth, that thinks his thoughts 1,000,000, 2,000,000, 200,000,000 times towards us? He's got thoughts coming our way. I think we should surrender because we made a good mess of our past tapestry in our lives, trying to make our own mosaic life and made a mess of it. I know I did. You know, so he can restore, renew, make right. He can work through osmosis, through all the cells, and make things proper on his ways and his soul. I give him all the materials, and I just stand back and eat the cookies and drink the coffee. Amen. Okay, let's go ahead and get into our prayer today, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Thank you, people. Thank you, family of God. I'm raising the bread. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. I'm raising the bread into the heavens. And I said, thank you, Father, for sending the bread of life, the manna from heaven. Thank you, Jesus Christ, that your body is in this bread. And it was broken for us. Broken for us because it needed to pay the price. The Father's will, that it pay the price for our wrong, for our sins, Lord. And we were convicted in our hearts, Lord God. We couldn't fix ourselves. No matter how much we tried, we had to surrender to the cross, Lord. And we thank you for that. And Jesus Christ, you took our lives and took them in there with you to the cross. You died on the cross. You broke your body. Your body was humiliated and whipped and stoned. Lord, they killed you, they murdered you, and you went into the tomb, Lord, and you died. You died for us, and you made the fulfillment of the law. Cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for being a just God, a just Lord. We couldn't save ourselves, and you did it for us. Thank you, Father God, for your justice system. So, Lord, we declare it so, Lord. We just take in the bread, which signifies the Lamb of God, which takes the sins of the world. Let's go ahead and partake of the bread. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you for going into the tomb and dying for us for 3 days, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that you took the keys of the kingdom. You took the keys back from Satan that has taken from Adam, and you gave it to us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. And now we are warriors in Christ Jesus. We have the keys of the kingdom. Thank you, Lord, that you were raised from the dead, and so were we. You delivered us from all the sin, sickness, disease, poverty, lack, misery, and bad company and bad attitudes, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for the keys of the kingdom. We can go out there and proclaim your words, Lord, and do your works in the name, in your name, Lord. We do that. And then Jesus took the cup and says, this is my blood, which ratifies, solidifies, seals the new covenant. Hallelujah. He made it for us. Hallelujah. By his blood, it is sealed. Our salvation is secure. Our redemption is good. And we're no longer under the curse, but we are under the blessing, under the kingdom of God. We have sought the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And the Lord Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Praise Jesus. And all these blessings come upon us. What blessings? We have the mind of Christ. We have the righteousness of Christ. We have the sanctification of Jesus Christ. We have the redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are the wisdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that is just a start. Amen. We have the grace of God. We have the mercies of God. Hallelujah. We have the supply of Almighty God through our Lord Jesus Christ that supplies all our needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's partake of the blood. Let's drink. Taste and see that the Lord is good. We're going to be reading that today. So let's get to our teaching, please, for today. Psalms 32:7 says, actually 32:8, the Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway of your life. I will advise you and watch over you. And we say, Lord, for verse 7, for you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. Amen. The Lord says to us, here, sing this song in faith while I go out there and fight your battles. Amen. Now remember, keep singing. Can't you sing with me 1 hour? Can't you watch with me 1 hour while I go out there and do your fighting for you? It says right here that the Lord, hallelujah, he says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for us. And that just, it burns in our hearts the words of God. Because we know it's right. The best pathways, we try to do that. And now we brought our broken toy to the Father. Dad, can you please fix this life? I made a mess of it. Amen. God of our trouble, God of our heart. God of your trouble, God of your heart. Gloria, Dick Copeland and Kenneth Copeland articles. In this day and time, trouble seems to surround us on every side. If it's not a falling economy, it's a falling business. A failing marriage, excuse me, failing business, failing economy, a failing health. Yet in the midst of seemingly overwhelming problems, God has promised to deliver us. Remember the word, seemingly. We're still standing on grace. Let me give you a word of advice, though. If you want God to be God of your trouble, then you must let him be God of your heart. God honors those who honor him. So if you're facing some problems today, don't just start kicking and screaming and begging him to save you from them. Honor him by going to his word and doing what he says you should do. In Psalms 32:4, it says, and day and night your hand of discipline was heavy on me. My strength evaporated like water in the summer heat. And then 5, finally I consented all my sins to you and stopped trying to hide my guilt or run my life my own way. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord, and you forgave me of all my guilt is gone. And it's usually lack of letting go and the sin of control, the sin of selfishness and greed and pride and ego. Therefore, let all who have surrendered, verse 6, pray to while there is still time that they may not drown in the floodwaters of judgment. Amen. All right? So that's a good place to start. For example, that we should seek God. As we seek him, he will deliver us from the things that threaten us. Secondly, he instructs us to cry out to the Lord that he will save us all of all our troubles. Amen. Hallelujah. Next, it tells us to fear the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we automatically fear him. Our soul knows who he is. You ever notice that? When you hit your thumb with a nail? Thumb with a hammer, Fernando, not a nail. All right, let's get back to the teaching here. Thank you, God. And it says right here, again, you know, the Lord, fearing the Lord should be automatic when our souls are thanking God for their problems. That's when we know where to go for the source. When we really get confused is when we try to fix it ourselves and our souls are confused. They're asking our flesh to fix problems that our soul knows that is not right, is not setting right with us. So that's where you get the word wicked, you know, double standards. Amen. Now, the Bible tells us what we really need to know, especially the Psalms. We must keep from speaking evil and deceit. We must depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. We need to watch our flesh stop and control ourselves from speaking nonsense. Remember, if you want God to be God of your trouble, to fight your battle for you, let him be God of your heart, of your main frame, of your computer. When you do that, all of heaven will get involved in your deliverance. Everyone will rejoice. The angels are with you doing his work. You will triumph. The triumph is guaranteed. All right, let's read portions of Psalms 32 and 34. It says right here, Psalm 32. Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sins is put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those who record the Lord, whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. When I refused to confess my sin, my body wasted away, and I groaned all day long. Day and night, Lord, your hand of discipline was heavy on me. My strength evaporated like water in the summer heat. Finally, I confessed all my sins to you and stopped trying to hide my guilt. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord, and you forgave me. All my guilt is gone. Therefore, let all the godly pray to you while there is still time, that they may not be drowned in the flood waters of judgment. For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Do not be like a senseless horse or mule that needs a bit and bridle to keep it under control. Many sorrows come to the wicked, but unfailing love surrounds those who trust in the Lord. So rejoice in the Lord and be glad, all you who obey him. Shout for joy, all you whose hearts are pure. Now remember, the Lord has a horse or a mule, and he needs to put a bit and a bridle to keep it under control. So what does the Father have to do to us? Well, you see it over here. You say, day and night, the Father's hand of discipline was heavy on me. My strength evaporated. My confidence was gone. Everywhere I turned was a disaster. I had nowhere to go. I had to get into the Word of God and cry out to God. Finally, I confessed all my sins to you, and I stopped trying to run my own life my way by selfishness, greed, pride, ego. I did not put a spin on it when I gave you my life, Lord. I just said, take my life and my will just as it is, Lord God. I did not ask you for the job back, for the wife back, for my help. I just, whatever you want, Lord, I just surrender to you. I say, uncle. Remember we used to get you in a headlock when we were kids and we let you go until you said, uncle? Well, guess what? Psalm 33 says, let the godly sing for joy to the Lord. It is fitting for the pure to praise him. Praise the Lord with melodies and the lyre. Make music for him, the ten-stringed harp. Sing a new song of praise to him. Play skillfully on the harp and sing with joy, for the word of the Lord holds true, and we can trust everything he does. Okay, see, here's the part that we don't comply. For the word of the Lord holds true. We're still holding on to unbelief. We can't seem to believe in God or yet even trust him in everything he does. Trust him. Let go. Trust him. Practice acting like you trust the Lord by praising him and thanking. Let us go ahead just today and see what happens. Our actions, our minds don't know the difference. Our actions will let go of faith in that direction. And who knows if that faith does not activate one of God's promises. And it'll be one of the greatest days of your life because you acted on faith by praising the Lord for everything he says. The word holds true. We need to believe that. We need to act like we believe that if we don't. You know, we human beings, I remember when I came in, I had a large percentage of unbelief. And then I said, well, I really don't know what I'm doing, but these people seem to know what they're doing. So my unbelief started to window. And I remember a year later, I still had some unbelief. And it was in the floor. And then it continues to be a problem. Unbelief continues to be a problem to all of us, all of humanity. That's why I have to have signs all over the place. Believe, believe. We have about 12 signs of the word believe over the house. Right on the kitchen window, right on the counter. You know, to me, the word believe in Spanish, it means to create, to be creative. Amen. It's a productivity word, right? A word that I am made in the image of God. And with my words, I proclaim the recreation of the Lord and his plans, his ways. Amen. By saying good things, by saying, yes, yes, yes. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Today's going to be the best day of my life because Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, is the Lord of my life. Amen. He plans my day good. I throw that early in the morning and then I go out there and I have fun whistling Dixie and then enjoying the day that I'm fired up because the word of God fired me up. I'm acting like I'm rich. I'm acting like I'm strong. I'm acting like my hurts and my pains have healed and it's callous now. Not callous in a way that's insensitive, is that I can remember, but it doesn't cripple me now, the hurts and so forth. I thank God for them. All right, let's move on. Hallelujah. Remember, for the word of the Lord holds true, and we can trust everything he does. Psalm 33, verse 4. He loves whatever is just and good. The unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth. And how do we get the unfailing love of the Lord? By being just and good, by saying, Uncle, and praising him, we qualify. The Lord merely spoke, and the heavens were created. He breathed the word, and all the stars were born. He assigned the sea as boundaries and locked the oceans in vast reservoirs. Let the whole world fear the Lord, and let everyone stand in awe of him. For when he spoke, the world began. It appeared at his command. The Lord frustrates the plans of the nations and thwarts all their schemes. But the Lord's plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. What joy for the nation, the people whose God is the Lord, whose people he has chosen as his inheritance. In other words, he's chosen us to give us his goodness. You've been chosen as an inheritance, folks. All the silver, all the gold, all the strength, all the wisdom, all the sanctification, all the blessings. You have been chosen as ambassador of God, fully equipped. Confident, go forward in Jesus' name. We stand in a different footing, folks. We are the eagles of God. We are the warriors of God. We're the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. We take our position seriously. Amen. We activate the warrior spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ himself into our situations. the Lord looks down from the heaven to see the whole human race. From his throne, he observes all who live on the earth. He made their hearts, so he understands everything they do. The best equipped army cannot save a king, nor his great strength enough to save a warrior. Don't count on your war horse to give you victory. For all its strength, it cannot save you. But the Lord watches over those who fear him, those who rely on his unfailing love. He rescues them from death and keeps them alive in times of famine. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our hope is in you alone. For our hope is in you alone. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 7, is where we experience his deliverance with God's power. It should be natural for us to praise him automatically with the good news and share why we're so joyful with others. You know, for our higher power has accomplished this, our higher power has accomplished that, our higher power has given us confidence and boasting. We boast about our God, that all the help he has given us. That kind of boasting is good. That kind of godly boasting will only encourage others and help them get in the procession line, the process. It will also strengthen our faith in God. Amen. You know, remember, we have gone through frustrating life circumstances. In our own judgment, we may find it hard to comprehend and commit ourselves to thanking God for the past and leaving it alone on his hands. You know that he has a new plan for our lives, and he's using the past as fuel. He's putting it in his incinerator and burning it up as energy, because it's negative energy in our heads. So when we thank him for that energy, then we're able to burn all the scrap, all the junk, all the disheartened situations that we gotten ourselves into, or others by their neglect had gotten into us. Our parents didn't have instructions. People did not have instructions. We know better today. We have been listening to the new instructions. Okay? And then if you know what I mean, you want to go out there and experience more without these instructions, but without thanking God for our problems, then we're playing God. I played God many a times, and I got myself into dead ends again. I had to come back to start one. On my knees, praising God for my life just the way it is, with all my nonsense problems and derelictions and everything. Hallelujah. We need to have victory, Lord. He has the power and the wisdom, and we have the victory over our struggles in life, over the struggles over temptation and sin, so we can demonstrate to people that we are warriors of God, and that there is possibility to win this game with this world. A lot of people surrender and say, oh, what's the use? Let's go ahead and drink anyway. What's the use? Let's go ahead and sin anyway. What's the use? We tried faith and faith didn't. Amen. But that you try thanking God for it and cutting off the cords of, even if you're sinning at the moment, start thanking God for your sin. He's strong enough to cut the cords. Why would you do that? For one, when you're not thanking him, we're getting evil hate in us, because we're hating ourselves, we're hating the sin, we're hating everything around us. But when we thank God and appreciate the sin, God can use it to put it in the incinerator. I know a lot of you people say, well, it's only going to give you a license to sin more, Fernando. Really? Well, God says it in his word, so you're going against God. You're making a new, you're thinking more, and then you're still in those problems. Well, how's it working for you? How's it work in the past? Can you show me something? You wouldn't be listening to this if you didn't try to find a new way to live. Hallelujah. You know, if our attitudes are concrete steel, thanking God for our problems breaks that up and allows us to be humble. Only in humble people can the new seeds be planted and grow. And blah, 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 blah. Sorry, I'll get off my soapbox here and I'll start going back to the reading. Psalm 34. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell you of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. I prayed to the Lord and he answered me and he freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation, I prayed and the Lord listened and he saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his godly people. For those who fear him will have all they need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you to fear the Lord. Amen. You heard right. Fear the Lord. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. Note, I am asking you to be good. I am asking you to choose to be good. Can you do that? Say, I choose to be good. Make a point of it to be good. Amen. It's a choice, folks. Now the eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. For the Lord protects the bones of the righteous. None of them is broken. How do I call on the Lord when I have troubles? I thank him. Lord, Father, I thank you for these troubles that are before me. Hallelujah. Then the Lord comes to rescue me each time. You know what reminds me to call on the Lord? My troubles, my thoughts. My thoughts that I'm not going to be able to make. Thank you, thoughts. He just reminded me to call on the Lord by thanking God for the problem. I call on the Lord automatically. I am without excuse, folks. But calamity will surely destroy the wicked, verse 21, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. A lot of people don't want to do the work. You don't want to thank God. You don't want to remember. You don't want to put a rubber band on your wrist and remember to thank God. The rubber band's to remind you to be thanking God for and cleaning your hard drive by thanking God for the problems, for the glitches in the past lives. But the Lord will redeem those who do. Those who serve him, those who work on themselves. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for coming down here today's teaching. It's been great for me and I know for you too. Let's go ahead and finish our prayer by praying for our family members, friends, anyone we can think of that comes to our head that the Holy Spirit brings into our mind. They need prayer, and we're going to do that corporately. Hallelujah. We're going to get the devils running from our friends and family members, even our enemies, that they will not have their way with them, that our family members, our enemies, and friends will receive peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, that they will receive prosperity and health and happiness in today's life, because we ask that for them. In Jesus' name. Here we go. Repeat after me. Say, the Lord is the shepherd of my family. They have all they need. He lets them rest in green meadows. He leads them beside peaceful streams. He renews their strength. He guides them along the right path, bringing honor to his name. Even though they walk through the darkest valley, they will not be afraid, for you are close beside them. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort them. You prepare a feast for them in the presence of their enemies. You honor them by anointing them with oil. Their cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue them all the days of their lives, and they will live in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen and amen. I want you to think of someone, a child, a parent, someone that you have honey love for, that just moves you with love. Think about that God love, that initiation that God did that, you know. That's the kind of love our parents and our brothers and sisters that are older have for us. And then we have for our younger siblings, or compassion for others. Just think about that somehow, some way, God has opened the heavens and put a little of himself in that person for our cup to run over with love and appreciation. Thank you, God, for that love. Thank you, God, for that love. We appreciate all our grandchildren, our children, parents, brothers, sisters, cousins, aunts, even our enemies. Appreciate for the teaching our enemies have brought us. The greatest thing one of my greatest enemies has ever brought me is saying, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord, meaning he is Lord, he is boss, he is owner of me and all this world. Everything that pertains to this is covered. Instead of me just saying Jesus Christ, I say now, Jesus is Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ will take care of it. Amen. More authority, more hump, and a declaration of righteousness that the Lord Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Amen. Love ya. Give them heaven, family.